Kevin Hall. Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. Calling the Palm Beach Clerk's Office, 561-355-2996, about an emergency filing done yesterday on the 15th for a stay in the foreclosure case with Bernstein Family Realty. Kevin Hall is BFR manager. Dialing 561-355-2996.
Hello, this is Mike Caruso, your Circuit Court and Comptroller. Providing outstanding customer service to you is our top priority, and we are here to help. Please listen to the following message so that you can quickly connect to the service you need.
Thank you for calling the Clerk of the Circuit Court and Comptroller of Palm Beach County.
Para español, por favor, oprima el número 9.
We are experiencing a high volume of calls, and your wait time may be longer than usual. Skip the wait and visit our website at www.mypalmbeachclerk.com. Use the magnifying glass icon in the top right corner of the main page to search our site or use our chat bot to find the answer to your question. If you are calling to find out information about your court case, including upcoming hearings and your case status, please go to www.mypalmbeachclerk.com and click on the Search Court Records button. You can search our online court records by name or case number. Please note that our team cannot provide you with legal advice. Our staff maintains a high level of professionalism and may end a call for unacceptable communication. Your call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. If you would like to speak to a judicial assistant, visit the 15th Judicial Circuit's website at www.15thcircuit.com and click on Judges at the top of the page. If you are calling for information about your vehicle registration or your property taxes, call 561-355-2264 to be connected to the Palm Beach County Tax Collector's Office. For locations, hours, and directions, please press 1. If you would like to make a payment of outstanding fees and fines on your traffic case or criminal case, please press 2 to make a payment by phone. If you have other questions about a traffic ticket, please press 3 for traffic-related information. If you have other questions about criminal cases, including payment options, hearing dates, or case status, please press 4 for criminal case information. If you have questions about civil cases, including foreclosures, probate cases, small claims, evictions, county and circuit civil, please visit our website at www.mypalmbeachclerk.com or press 6. If you need a copy, thank you for calling the Clerk of the Circuit Court and Comptroller of Palm Beach County. You've reached the County Civil, Circuit Civil, and Probate Department. You may visit us online at www.mypalmbeachclerk.com for access to public records, information about our services, and to file documents online. To best serve you, please select an option from the following menu. For locations, directions, and hours, please press 1. For information on filing documents electronically, please press 2. For information on foreclosures, please press 3. For information regarding obtaining a marriage license, please press 4. For information regarding probate, please press... You've reached the Clerk of the Circuit Court and Comptroller's Foreclosure Department. Please visit our website at www.mypalmbeachclerk.com for general information about foreclosures or to view and bid on foreclosed properties. For information on certificates of title currently being issued, press 1. To find the date of sale for a foreclosed property, please press 2. For general information about foreclosure sales, including participating in an online foreclosure auction or requesting to view a foreclosure case file, press 3.
For technical support for online foreclosure sales, please call 877-361-7325. Please make your selection now or hold to be transferred to the next available clerk representative. To repeat this information, press 8. To return to the main menu, press 9.
Foreclosures, this is Sarai.
Oh, I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Sarai.
Oh, Sarai, hi. My voice isn't that good today, so bear with me. Sorry about that. Must be getting some kind of winter cough here. Anyway, I was trying to get, I wanted to check something on a filing that went in yesterday. Civil Circuit foreclosure. If you bear with me, I'll get you the case number.
Okay.
Let's see. Ooh, it looks like 502018CA002317, and then a bunch of X's, MB, you know, main
branch. So what's the first four digits?
5020. 1-8.
Okay.
C-A.
It's a C-A? Okay.
Yep.
And what's the other digits?
002317.
Okay. And I'm looking at Bernstein Family Realty.
Yes, correct. So it was filed as an emergency?
Emergency motion.
Yep. So it got filed. It got filed as an emergency.
Yes, sir.
So when that happens, I'm just curious here. Does the judge that's on the case, does like a copy automatically go to him, or how does that?
Yes, I have a note that says it was sent up, which usually up to the courts on the 15th.
And can you tell what time by chance?
No, sir. I know it was docketed on 10/11/35 is when it was entered on the case.
On the deck and entered on the case. But at the time of filing, because usually I think if you check off the box where you're serving all, you know, the judge usually gets a copy, right?
Right, it was sent up yesterday.
Okay, but you just can't tell what time.
No, sir.
Okay. All right, well, and how do
I... As far as I understand, it seems like the judge is, looking at it or saw it. I just don't know. I just know that he got it. That's all I know.
Okay, and is it okay just to
that
get
it was received.
How do I spell your first name?
Sarai.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.